For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A bipartisan effort in Congress may fix unintended consequences of a 2020 law that was meant to simplify college financial aid. Congress eliminated a long-standing exemption for farm families whose land holdings don't represent their regular income. Without a fix, the change could increase farm kids' tuition fivefold. Journalist Nick Ferrizos writes for Open Campus.
If you had a family farm, you didn't have to calculate the net worth of the farm because a family farm isn't something you can just piece up and sell when it's time to go to college. Maybe if it was a stock, you could sell it, but you can't sell the auger that you're using to make a living as a family farm.
Overall, rural students graduate high school at similar rates to city kids, but they're less likely to complete a college degree, in part because of cost. Without revised legislation, Ferrizo says it could be out of reach for a whole generation of farm kids.
It's already a population that struggles at times to make it work in terms of attending post-secondary education.
Kentucky's horse industry is an economic powerhouse for the state, but suffering from a major labor shortage. Now, a trio from business, the nonprofit world, and a prison horsemanship program is offering a creative solution. Anya Supian explains.
Lexington's Blackburn Correctional Complex had offered a horsemanship training program for 20 years, but few participants got related jobs upon release. Lori Mays with the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce identified the problem.
There's so many qualified gentlemen that come out of there, but a lot of times their only exposure to the horses was in prison. They don't know how to navigate the industry.
The Chamber of Commerce has addressed that need with job placement services, connecting graduates of the prison's training program with horse stables that desperately need more hands. Now, most graduates of the program leave prison with a job and a uniform, says Kim Weir with the Thoroughbred Rescue Foundation.
We're showing people what hope looks like. We're showing people what the power of a second chance is.
So far, none of the graduates who have been placed in a job have returned to prison. I'm Anya Slepian.
Whether you say potatoes or potatoes, Idaho is famous for them, and a fourth-generation farmer is using regenerative agriculture methods to benefit the land as well as the economy. Lad Whalen says introducing cover crops and plants that attract pollinators, along with less tilling of the soil, reduces the need for insecticides.
As we try these things and we're able to show the data and the metrics of how they're working and how they're beneficial, then I think hopefully there'll be less hesitation and more people will jump in and get involved.
Whalen is partnering with the Nature Conservancy on the Pioneering Potato Project. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.